Dizzy, if it was up to me, my house would be littered with Travis Head and Alex Carey posters, but it's not to be because of the wife. Massive fans of the boys and the way they go about it. Are they in your Test 11? Are they playing at the Gabba?
Oh, for me, no-brainer. Look, I think they're both in fine form. They're working incredibly hard at their games. And for me, I'm very confident that if they're given the opportunity, they'll grab it with both hands and make, you know, telling contributions for our country. So, you know, I suppose everyone's got their fingers crossed here in South Australia that the lads, you know, are afforded those opportunities. I think they've done all they can. Travis has scored runs in all forms of the game this year so far, as has Alex. Alex probably hasn't had the summer in Shield cricket from a batting perspective that he would have liked, but he's preparing well, he's hitting the ball well, but equally important, he's keeping fantastically well. So I've got no doubt that if these guys have provided an opportunity, they'll grab it with both hands.
Dizzy, what's been the biggest change in Trav Head's game over the winter pre-season? It seems, you know, from an outlooker's perspective that maybe he's tightened up his defence a little bit. He doesn't seem to be sort of slashing at drives as what may have got him in a bit of trouble in previous season. He just seems to have tightened things up, and he's picking and choosing his shots perhaps a little bit better than previous season. Is that just something that he's worked on over the winter?
I think it's just shot selection. I think having experience in different environments, Hamish has probably helped him as much as anything. So he went and played for Sussex in the County Championship over the winter, and there were some challenging times, particularly early in the season, where the surfaces are offering a lot of assistance to the seam bowlers with the Duke cricket ball as well. So, you know, he had to be very selective with his in his game. He talked about being really selective in terms of playing the ball late. That management of off stump, which I talked about, Henry Hunt's been working incredibly hard on. So Travis was very similar in that regard, I suppose. But what's been impressive, as well as his batting, has been his leadership around the group. I can't speak highly enough of how Trav has been as a leader. And I think we're seeing it in his batting. He's taking responsibility. He's looking to get the job done. And his batting is continually evolving, continually improving. I'm excited by the possibility that he'll front up and be that man batting for Australia in the Ashes this summer.
Dizzy, just one more on an Alex. And everyone's talking about runs, and particularly runs on the weekend, all those types of things. Is it a case of the best keeper in the country now gets the gig? And is he in that bracket?
Yeah, I certainly think he's very much in that bracket. I can't speak for the Australian selectors and what their criteria are, but I think Alex ticks a lot of boxes, doesn't he? He's got international experience. He's got experience around the world. He's captained Australia. He's performed very strongly in other formats of the game. And he's been in and around that Australian setup for a while now. For me, there's a lot of synergy between, when Adam Gilchrist was first selected just shy of his 29th birthday, when he was sort of in and around the one-day setup for a couple of years and then took over from Ian Healy. And I see a lot of synergy between that and Alex Carey now, who's just turned 30. So he's in the prime of his career. I say get him in. He's ready. He's ready to go. His game's in great order, and he will do a fine job for Australia if given that opportunity.